Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
That I was going to explain the whole story, so I think I'm just going to launch into it. Picture it. September 1st. It's around 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. I'm at home. I'm not entertaining or doing anything.
That's the most shocking part of this story already.
But I get a call, and it's my mother. It's Mother Poodle calling. And it's 11:30 her time. So I know she's into the Sutter home or the Kim Crawford.
Or Mr. Jackson, if you're nasty.
Or Missing Me. Yeah, Kendall Jackson. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kendall.
Mr. Kendall.
Yeah, she's hitting that.
God, we served the hell out of that when I worked at Interurban. Just beer muffins and white Kendall Jackson wine.
How long did you work there again?
A month. That's terrible.
Anyway, I don't answer the phone, mostly because she doesn't leave a message.
Mm.
And I say, that could be either good or bad, because I know I'll be hearing a wine slur and possibly a tearful conversation.
Mm.
So I'm not ready for it. I'm going to call her tomorrow. That's what I'll do. So, I call her Saturday, and she answers the phone. Well, Jay Bird, it's good to talk to you. This is nice. Every time, it's kind of like I've done her, I've spared her life, like a king has decided to let her live, like she was convicted of execution. She's like, oh, what do I do? Oh, this honor. Cool. And I said, hi, Mom, I saw you called last night. I didn't see it, lied. She's like, well, yep, I called you. And she's like, just me and Muffin sitting here on a Friday night, my anniversary. and your father was going to my 50th anniversary. And I went, first of all, I thought it was their 49th. So I was already fucked up. I sent them an anniversary card. I didn't say anything about the number, anything. So I already felt like a heel, but I sent a card. Anyway, she tells me the story. My father was going on a fishing trip in Canada, in British Columbia. And it was supposed to be a bad rainstorm, and he wanted to get out of there early to make it so he could beat the bad weather.
He wanted to get out of South Carolina?
Yes. Kind of all of it to get to the place, because it's quite remote. He has to take like 3 flights. It's way up in British Columbia. So he made a mistake. He made his assistant like rebook him on a flight. And of course it's like on September 1st, I just leave on September 1st. And my mother went, you know, that's our anniversary. It's our 50th. You're telling me I spent this many years with you? You don't remember the date? Yeah. I guess I just need to guess I know how much I'm worth. And my father, I can just see my father going and just looking down.
Knowing he's lost.
And knowing there's nothing. And so they did an anniversary the day before, like he left. But it's not enough. He's like, he brought me grocery store flowers. And we had some nice, he brought in some scallops and other things, but, you know, doesn't mean anything to him.
That's where you get 50 long stem roses for your wife on your 50th anniversary when you are leaving on it. That's what you do. That's what any person with common sense would do.
He's going to pay for it later on. I feel sorry for that man. When I called her Saturday, I could tell this is not something that's going to get over soon. She goes, it's just me and Muffin here. I guess I spent my anniversary with my dog.
You won't
leave me, Muffin, will you?
Now, you told me at the time you had not talked to your brother about this.
I have not. I need to text him, actually.
I bet he's hearing it, too.
Oh, it has been, she's been all over the phone to Aunt Jane about it. She's been calling her friends.
Aunt Jane, who's his sister.
Yes.
And Aunt Jane's probably throwing him under the bus.
She always does.
Wait, so the reason what your mom, even though she fights with her, the reason she bonds with Aunt Jane is because they bond
She's both against my father.
Her husband and her brother.
Yes, yes, yes. All of it. All of it. The litany of phone calls this made across like 4 states.
The pick and switchboard was lit up.
Yes. Did you hear? Mother Poodle got left on her anniversary. It was the 50th.
Little Pickens, Lily Tomlin's going, oh my, how can I transfer your call?
Anyway.
Sorry, that's a dated.
There's going to need to be a big gesture made. I'm going to call my dad. I think he's just getting back today. I'm going to call him like, so what are you going to do to get out of the doghouse? Can I maybe suggest some things?
Gay son's going to have to help.
Yep. This is reality, gays.
Wow.
That was literally a cold open based on my life. Because my father forgot my mother's and his anniversary. It's their 50th, and left early on a fishing trip.
I mean,
in his defense, he was supposed to leave the 3rd.
Also, in his defense, you're better than him, but you're like dates and things you don't. I feel like pay attention. So you kind of, I want to say you
I'm
can't
terrible.
Take it, you can't take it personally, but the 50th.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one.
It's bad.
Does the man have an iPhone? Can he not set a reminder in his phone?
Oh, absolutely not. He can't do that.
I bet his assistant has to do the most menial shit like I had to do at the law office.
I would not do that man's job for $8 million a year salary.
Friend, could you low paper in here? I just don't know how.
And my father has zero patience, less than I have. So, yeah. This is Reality Gays. This is B90. I was going to tell B90. That whole story. It has been the talk of my family, and it was all we talked about. It's pretty incredible to forget your 50th anniversary. So
wow,
I was kind of speechless when I heard it.
Yeah, I wasn't speechless. I actually got scared. Like if someone said we just saw King Kong and he's coming, like I felt that impending doom.
No, the guilt installment plan that this is going to set up.
Oh,
like she's going to collect every month. It's going to be really bad for him.
She might be able to get a second dog out of this.
Oh, she doesn't want a second dog. Muffin can't be with any other dogs. Oh, Muffin's too much of an alpha. Muffin doesn't like it when I'm there.
Muffin hates you.
She doesn't hate me. She considers me a necessary evil.
I would love for you to talk to my dog psychic about Muffin.
I know what Muffin thinks. I don't need to talk to your dog psychic. Muffin sees me as a subordinate and a pawn in her life. As an impediment to my mother's attention.
Maybe she wants to kill you a little bit like Pee-wee.
Maybe.
Y'all, this is season 6, episode 15. Every time we say goodbye, part 2.
Do.
Because we're gay men that have to talk that long about 90 minutes of television.
I will say it that and like I think B90 especially lends itself to like conversations like this
because I agree.
It is just especially this cast. Any announcements, y'all? We are only 4 or 5 days into September fully loaded. Pew, 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 pew. Pew, boom, boom. Laser lights.
Drop it,
RoboCop. Sorry, yeah. First shows up.
Do you remember being oddly attracted to RoboCop? Right?
No.
Oh, come on. You think RoboCop was kind of hot?
I wasn't into RoboCop.
Like maybe he had like a robo penis or something. And
no, I wasn't legs attracted were kind to of, RoboCop.
They were all metally and smooth.
I was kind of hot for Predator.
Oh, we've talked about that. That makes sense. That tracks.
I don't think I want to have sex with a robot unless it looked like Jude Law, like we talked about.
Not the AI.
It has to look really human for me to want to fuck a robot.
I don't know. RoboCop is so commanding.
Yeah. No, I think you may have tried to fuck one of your action figures, one of your Autobots.
Didn't they make a RoboCop cartoon that was like, instead of mean RoboCop, he was like lighthearted? Maybe I don't
remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
I think I may have missed some cartoons.
I bet you it's bad now. Like that. And like, I used to love the Police Academy movies. I don't think they probably stand up.
I don't think they aged well. No. When one woman is just making joke, just like her boobs are out there and all the jokes are about her boobs.
Hi. Yeah, the one who talked like that. Oh my God.
That was the black woman. The other woman with the blonde woman who just the blonde had one the blues.
Oh, the black woman. It's the one who talked like this. And then you get in trouble. She's like, get on the floor, dirtbag. And it was all, you knew that she was going to talk in a low voice and scream. We knew it was going to happen. And every time it was funny.
And the guy who just made sound effects with his mouth, and that was his thing.
I ain't Bobcat Goeth, or whatever.
That's right.
Is he dead?
No, he's still alive. Don't. You just killed him.
Maybe.
Comedic treasure, Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, boy. Boy.
Anyway, September fully loaded, y'all. Right now, if you're listening, you are right now, it is available to you, Love is Blind, After the Altar. Season 4, and also all of Selling Sunset, all 8 episodes of, Selling the OC.
Thank you.
Season 2, those are all on Reality Gays plus RG Plus at the $5 level.
Cinco dólares.
Yes.
Buckos.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. Which is the poo-poo platter. Yes. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, you get that as well, even though you're technically on Apple Podcasts on the whole enchilada $8 tier.
Plathville has returned. Plathville season 5.
That is an $8. That is a whole enchilada tier. So yes. You do that. Yeah.
And Love is Blind season 5 premiering at the end of the month on the 22nd of September. You'll get all episodes that they have released, which I believe is 4 at that point, on the 23rd. And we're very excited. I could not. I'm so happy we get 2 seasons in a year.
I am too. Also, we got it earlier. I just watched the Love After Lockup finale, or Love During Lockup for now. And for once, it wasn't one of the most depressing. You know how all the finales are really sad?
Because life is sad?
Yeah, it wasn't as sad this time.
Oh.
So it's a good episode for y'all on that tier. So something to look forward to.
Well, they're saving it for the season of Life After Lockup. It's next season. Or yeah. Love After Lockup, actually. Which starts September 15th.
So new just season. Next week. We're just rolling right into it.
It's usually they have 10 episode seasons. This is kind of weird. I just don't think they had a lot to say this season. This has been the most underwhelming Love During Lockup season we've ever seen.
Yeah.
Underwhelming.
Underwhelming. Anything else? Sorry.
I don't know, but you're like Mary Payne yawning.
Well, I know. It's because I'm actually not that I'm tired. I've got Miss Cova and I'm doing pretty well.
She's riddled with COVID.
I'm just a little sneezy today. So I'm like, you know when you're sneezy yawny? So hopefully I don't have a sneeze attack during this. Oh, the millions of minutes we've listened to your very detailed health updates. I won't have it.
Thanks, but we're all dying to know. What you're exactly.
Yeah, take a drink every time you heard about poodles' contacts. Gah.
Oh, I had to get regular, y'all. No. I couldn't get monovision. It was too much. It was too much.
Why don't we just call this middle-aged gaze?
I'm going to complain about prescription drug prices.
That and your hips all the time.
Oh, God, let me tell you about my hips.
I don't even talk about how I'm switching to a dewy foundation now instead of a matte.
Statler and Dempsey.
They are so cute together.
It's a shame. That did this feel like all of a sudden the car slammed on brakes out of nowhere?
I want you to think about the other lesbians that you know in relationships.
I'm saying yes to you.
It did feel out of nowhere, but I mean, so many of our friends are like, we're in love. It's great. And then they call me 2 days later and they're like, we're done.
Well, a couple of things I'm having a hard time understanding. If Dempsey says that Statler was open to having kids before, that wasn't addressed in any of the in the moments.
It wasn't.
They didn't ask Statler that. It feels like here's why I have a hard time here. It feels like Statler was being incredibly cruel in not even trying to validate Dempsey wanting to have kids.
It did, yeah.
And it felt out of character.
I know Statler says that, you know, and it's different when you're dealing with ADHD, like she says, but this is something totally different. But I wonder if, and maybe this is, I don't think this is a part of ADHD, but it just feels like Statler's, even when she doesn't, the whole not reading emotional cues well.
Yeah. That's definitely neurodivergence. Yeah.
So I think that's neurodivergence. Yeah. I just don't want to say, I don't want to put another label on it. I guess that's why I'm tiptoeing around being careful.
That's a characteristic, for sure.
So with that of not reading emotional cues, I wonder if also going along with that is this, it's, I wonder, I don't know. It's hard to tease this one out because I don't know if it's also Statler is clearly not over her own trauma about her own childhood, like big time. So it did seem cruel though, and cold. It seemed cold.
And that's what's so weird. When you're so in love with a person, And then she says,
when you trigger trauma like that, though, you can have a reaction like that. Sorry, go ahead.
That's true. But she says, if you wanted kids so badly, if you had, she said, you had to have a kid, I don't think it would work between us. So I guess I'm thinking all of the last couple of months you've spent talking means nothing. And also, how cruel is it to say, well, if you're going to be with me, baby, you're not going to have kids.
It's terrible. Well, no, it's not. If that's the way you feel, but it's not only the emotion, but Dempsey is saying even the thought process she's laying out for her is coming out of nowhere because she has talked about she was open to it. And you're right. It's as if she just decided somewhere in like a castle torture chamber, you know what? I'm not having kids, and that's that.
It feels super arbitrary too, mm-hmm. to almost seemingly end the relationship this way when she's worked so hard to move in with this woman.
Are you saying you think this is, do you think it's fraudacity?
It feels that way. It feels that way to me. Or, didn't or
feel me, just felt like Statler.
But has she shown this ability to really turn on a dime this season?
I think Statler does. I've always felt she has the ability to be hot and cold because when the relationship is great, she's like, everything's wonderful. Everything's great. They love me. They love me. Yeah. They love me. And anytime something is wrong, she acts like, well, it's over. It's done. Like that's kind of been her reactions mm-hmm. to her and Dempsey's relationship all along.
It just feels like something was missing here or something was... I could not follow. Usually you can follow the emotional temperature of a scene. I could not follow it here.
And Statler's the one who brought kids up. Oh, she talked about iBabies.
Yeah.
And that's what brought it up, the whole thing.
Let's go back to the beginning. So, of course, they were around. They were having castle sex. I wonder what would castle sex be?
I'm shocked you don't know.
Maybe definitely in a turret.
Probably.
So they could get me their turret.
Just in a round bed. You know what would happen to you? You'd be like...
A bed with no edges.
Wow. You would probably be like... it probably would be like the Cersei and Jaime Lannister when they fucked. And I would be looking for you going, poodle, poodle. And then you'd see me and push me out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That one was always such a bother.
Remember where you were?
Break your legs.
You saw that on television. That was
yes!
so good. God, that show ended so badly. Ugh.
I definitely
want them to do like what they did with that show with the what's his name guy where he plays David Alan Greer or what's his name where he plays the murderer and it was terrible and then they did it again.
He David was on Alan Greer?
No, not David. He was on 6 Feet Under. I not David Alan, the white guy who plays the murderer. Stewart.
Elaborate.
His name's Stewart, or the show's called Stewart. No, or
this is maddening.
It's just that he was on 6 Feet Under. He played the gay son.
Oh, Michael C. Hall.
Michael C. Hall. I knew it was like a
David
three...
Alan Greer.
I knew it was like a three.
I am so sorry for anyone who agonized over that. And it's not fair to do to you. And I'm going to apologize because he won't. I don't know what show you're talking about.
The show
he was on Dexter.
Dexter.
Okay,
saying
it took
Stewart.
That long. He was a serial killer.
Yeah, I said he was a murderer. So you know how that show ended terribly?
It did.
And then they got a chance to rewrite and redo the show. I wish they could do that with Game of Thrones. I wish they could just like redo that whole last year. And
it
like
took us
5 years from now.
That long to say that?
What I'm is David Alan frustrated. Greer up to? I haven't heard of David Alan Greer in
a
while.
He is a very talented actor.
Oh,
he's
so
a-
funny.
I'm glad other people think it's funny, because it's just like me trying to piece together communication threads. Like, it's you meant, but you keep saying murderer. And then you're like, and then you said, but it went bad, and then they had to redo it. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like you're a mission control. I'm on the dark side of the moon.
No, we're not even in the same dimension. And I'd like to say it's COVID in your brain that's rotting it, but no. Your brain has been cauliflower for a long time.
Anyway,
Dempsey says, this is what's weird. She's like, the time I've spent with Statler has been the happiest I've ever been. And they're like at breakfast, like, oh, we should have eye babies, blah, blah, blah. And Dempsey said, I'd like to carry a baby. And Statler said, and this is how it went. Statler said, I don't know if
that was
want
in the car.
Kids.
That was in the car. And Dempsey didn't bring it up. So then later they're eating dinner, and that's when Dempsey brings it up. I'm worried about yesterday, and brings it up.
Right.
So anyway, so go ahead.
Like, she says, I don't know. I guess, so Statler first says, I don't know if I want kids. And Dempsey goes, well, this is weird. She and I had conversations about kids. Now, we're taking Dempsey's word for this, because that's what she said.
Yeah, I don't think Dempsey would lie.
And then later on, Statler says, this is what's weird. Statler says, why do you want kids? And at this point, I'm just like, and Dempsey's just like, you mean you want me to explain to you why I want children? And Dempsey has the best reason for wanting children. She's like, yeah. Well, you know, want to make the world a better place by teaching my kids certain things. And I'm like, that's a great reason. A lot of people would say, I don't know. I ain't got nothing else to do.
Got to have somebody to take care of me when I'm old.
Exactly. I don't know. I guess I want to have something to hold on to.
Bible says so.
And she's like, and I really love seeing my grandfather and my father, and I love that relationship, and I want that. And I'm like, these are great reasons. I couldn't come up with reasons to have children. If you told me there were reasons to have children, I was like, you're a liar. There aren't any.
There aren't any for poods.
But she said that, and I was like, oh.
It was really beautiful.
Maybe I want to have a child. I don't.
But, you know, the thing is that Statler says, well, would you want to have a child of like of your own? And Dempsey said, well, I would consider adopting. And that's when Statler's like, I don't know if I could adopt. Like, I just don't, and I don't have the
willpower. I know the struggles of what happens, and I still have adoptee trauma.
I want to say, y'all, that is, I think there's a lot of truth in that, just having a lot of friends who's adopted. I have friends that have adopted. I have friends that have went through the adopting process several times and then stopped because it was so traumatic.
Right.
I have literally one friend who had a baby for 9 months, and then the mother decided she wanted the baby back, and they had to give their baby back. It can be a very hard, traumatic thing. But I
want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. And that's when she said, I won't. She had just picks up the phone and goes, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. I don't care if he's 9 months old.
Wow.
She wants her baby back.
She wants her baby back.
No!
We're terrible. You took me down that road. That is your fault. You led that leash to hell. That is not on me. Not on me.
Oh, that's almost as bad as calling Austin from selling the OC a Family Annihilator.
Maybe. Maybe.
I still believe that.
So here's my theory. So Statler is talking about all this adoption trauma. Don't get me wrong. I like Statler. I like her a lot. I think there's truth to what she's saying. And I don't think unconditional love is something Statler can handle. And let me explain this. I love Statler. She's funny. Like, and I feel like we get her and on the show, and some people cheer, but we like her. That's so, and I say this with love, but I think she can be a little bit more selfish. I think she's in love with someone. This happens sometimes when someone is like a love addict. They want you to, they say, oh, I just want to give love. But they actually need constant validation.
Right. They're looking for validation in love with someone else.
And any parent, a lot of our sissy parents out there can testify, being a parent is one of the most unrewarding jobs in the world. You sometimes,
that's why you don't have kids.
But I feel like it is so,
I want my baby big baby.
No, we have to stop. No. I'm gonna make Christina cut it if you do it again. This is sorry. Terrible.
Sorry. All right, I can keep going. I can keep going. I can keep going.
Wow.
That's awful. That is awful. Moving on.
Barbecue sauce.
So anyway, but when I get it, she's saying, I don't want to have kids, but I don't think she wants to share Dempsey. I think it's too hard. So I think that's just as much or more of a reason.
And then Statler said, I was hoping that I would be enough for her. And I went, that's not it.
That is
not a great way to approach relationships.
And that's where I really went, oh, yeah, this is a selfish love, not unconditional. Oh,
I still feel like there was something weird here in this scene. I don't know. We can keep talking about it. I actually just want to talk about David and Sheila because...
Well, we should say Dempsey says, okay, good talk, walks away. And she's packing and she's like, well, I'm done. Like, producer said, why do you walk away? And she's like, well, she wouldn't even consider it. So it's ended before it's even begun. All right.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe something happened in the scene after. Like, how does Statler not go and apologize?
Because I wonder too, like now, again, I go back to my theory is Statler now is really in love with Dempsey. Now that she's been with her, she really wants to be with her. So it's that before when she said, yeah, I consider kids. Look, Statler, I feel like probably is somebody who tells a lot of little white lies because they're afraid of telling
the truth and they go along
with it. And then they back themselves into a corner because then they get caught in all these lies and people don't feel like they can trust them.
Yeah.
And now that she's really in love with Dempsey, she's like, fuck no, I don't want to share her.
Yeah. It's just, boy, that's not a,
she has no business
kind of love.
No, she has no business being in a relationship right now. She needs to, if she has all this trauma and she, work on it, girl.
Yeah. Work on it. Be who you want to date.
Group therapy, y'all, if you are struggling with love addiction, even codependency, group therapy is a wonderful thing because often you will develop relationships or feelings sometimes with people even in your group, and that's a big no-no of the group. And a lot of times you can work through that shit in a group therapy session under professional.
You could also try fucking your way through your group therapy.
And that's what I say. I don't recommend Jake Anthony ever doing group therapy because he would fuck all the people in the group and then ghost the group.
I'd like to say that you're wrong. I can see it immediately. As soon as I get vulnerable, I would totally fuck somebody else.
And that's Statler. When she gets vulnerable, it's really hard for her. And that's why it's easy for her to lead with sex.
That's why I can kind of understand her sometimes.
That's
why this just took me out. This switch.
She's not a bad person, but she's wounded as fuck.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
To all our queens! to Caitlin and the Canadian Sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's David's last day in the Philippines.
Oh!
Y'all, when I told you I ugly cried, I ugly cried. And when I ugly cry, there's no, oh, that's pretty when he does this.
No, y'all, it's like Viola
it's
Davis.
It's snotty.
Like, that snot out his nose.
It's grosser than Viola. It's, in a way, it's grosser than what Viola Davis did. At least there was some grace to that. I kind of look like I'm trying to poop after being constipated.
Yeah, your face almost shifts where you look like a character from The Dark Crystal.
Mm-hmm. You're not wrong. It's not bad.
Good. But you know what? You cry. It's good to cry.
I cry all the time. So this is post-proposal and clown penis sex, which apparently we had a lot of the red-nosed clown penis. apparently when I was talking about David's clown penis, someone got reality gay.
Oh.
His red, angry, just engorged clown penis.
That American dick.
And they did Missionary, Doggy, and all the explosions.
All the explosions.
That went on with it. And they're going back to see her father and John Rail. And remember, has a week even gone by since her mother died tragically?
I think like 2 weeks, maybe.
Jesus. Anyway, and she's basically saying, if John Rail tells me again that he doesn't want to go to the U.S., I'll be heartbroken, but I cannot leave my son. So they tell the dad and the kid, we're engaged. And the kid's like, yay, I'm happy. Woohoo. Do you want to go? He's like, of course, I'll go with you.
He's like, sure. And then dad's just sitting there like, just me.
Sounds
huh?
great.
Sounds. Have fun, granny, grandson.
I'm happy for you.
I'm just going to. I can't climb our stairs. So I guess I'm just going to sit here. Guess I'm sleeping in the living room now. Well, no, wait, there's no roof over there, so I guess I'll be sleeping in the rain.
I think the dad is basically the point where he's saying, you know, go live your life, honey. I know it's not here for you, but
it does feel like at the end of like Rogue One or something, where they're on the plane, they have the plans for the Death Star, and they just tell the last person, go take these, and they know we're going to die here. We've got to blow this planet
up. That's
nerdy,
but true. So John Rail says, in America, the houses are big. I think I'm going to like it there. And the food is delicious.
Oh, look, I see a lot of food. I think I'm going to like it here. I just imagine when you said that, John Rail being Annie. And where are they, in Nebraska or Kansas?
This apartment only has 1.5 bathrooms.
I think it has some central heat.
There's a comic book store in their town. I think I'm gonna like sleeping in a bed.
We're on the verge of terrible today.
This town has four Burger King restaurants.
I haven't crapped in almost a week.
Of course the kid wants to go. It'd be one thing if they were in like a nice part of Cebu City. They ain't.
They ain't.
Anyway, so y'all, at the very end, he's like, so you're going to have 5 children? And they're like,
whoa, John Rail. Whoa, John Rail.
So y'all, David is leaving that day. I'm already starting to have a bodily nervous system reaction
okay.
to this, because she at one point is getting on him. She has to sit on him in the cab ride.
Yes.
Because she is literally, her mother died like 2 days ago.
So to say that she might have a little bit of issues with abandonment and loss, which is very, normally we'd say, they need to work through that.
That's putting it mildly.
And normally I'm like, she doesn't need to work through that because it just happened.
And he tells her, I'm going to come back here and I'm going to apply for the visa. And I'm going to raw dog you.
You should say that.
I'm going to come back here with the visa. And I'm going to raw dog you. And I'm going to give you the clown dick.
Give you a clown dick. And then I'm going to put you in a house with a bed, with air conditioning, with a roof. And I'm going to raw dog you. I'm going to raw dog you so hard.
So.
Because this is the thing about America. If you can dream it, you can cream it.
I think I'm going to like it.
So he says, I plan to get back to the Philippines to see you next year. They're kissing each other.
I thought you were
going
to say see you next Tuesday. Sorry, my brain is COVID crazy. Go ahead.
And they're kissing. And at one point, the sound that escapes David.
I knew that's what got you.
Is this kind of
animalistic.
Yelp, kind of world cry. Like Weltschmerz.
Why did you have to use a pretentious word? No one knows what that means.
But it's like this cry of the earth spirit. And it's just like, it just escapes him. There's nothing he can do. And I wrote down, I'm a teary, disgusting mess.
What? Now, hold on. I want it for our people on the intimate portrait. I'm going to make a noise like David, and I want you to try to recreate your action of when you heard him make that noise.
You won't be able to, and you'll be making fun of him, and I'm not going to
Not going to make fun of you, but I'll just make a little, and I want to see your reaction.
Okay.
So imagine I'm David, I'm hugging, and then,
That wasn't
I don't
want to
make fun of him.
Yeah, but you got to give a little more. Give a little more than that. Should I give you a line reading?
No, you should be an actor and respond and pretend.
If you didn't this move why, me, I'm not going to do it.
This is why, y'all, I always tell him to save it, because he can't recreate shit.
I'm all about authenticity.
Never mind. It's done.
I will say, when he did it, I cupped my hand over my mouth and went. I try to shake off crying sometimes.
You try to shake off that and tiredness.
Anyway, I've never experienced a goodbye like this in all of my life.
No, they're hugging and they're sobbing. And she said, I feel so
sad. Please come back to me. Come back to Cole Malcolm.
Come back to come out. And she said, come back. And the part that got me is when they stood in front of the glass at the airport, and you realize because they speak sign, they can still talk to each other without sound.
No.
Oh, like I have goosebumps. Y'all, it was one of the most beautiful buttons on a 90-day story we've ever had.
I actually was so moved that I had to invite a trick over to to fuck the emotion out of me. Yeah.
Because they're talking through the window when she said, oh, she signed, please come back to me.
I don't remember when I've been moved so much.
Well, it was almost as tender as Rylett's goodbye. Don't you think?
Boy. If you guys can't see through him at this point, you need to reprioritize how men work. He showed you who he was at the beginning and throughout this season. He might have given you a couple of divergent, oh, maybe he's a good guy. Nope. It's the same selfish, unemotional. Or the my feelings are worth their weight in gold, and no one and I really need someone else to show their own vulnerability to me before I'll do it.
I feel sad for him. I don't feel pity for him, but I feel sad for him because he's pretty pathetic in that. And
that's a good word.
And it's I actually think he's less. It's different than some other guys. Some guys have been on 90 Day have been very calculating and manipulative, and he has moments of that. But from him, it's almost like it comes from this deep, deep wounded hurt. And I don't mean that to validate it. I mean he said he knows where the hurt comes from. He knows what it's about, and he's still enacting his pain onto other people. And that's what's hard for me to watch.
And he's just saying, are you sad that I'm leaving? He's any kind of validation he can get.
And he's like, that's what's sad. He's pathetic. This guy wants anything. He's kind of like me in my 20s when I'd be at a gay bar. Just anybody. Somebody look at me.
And early 30s.
Please. Someone.
So Violet says, I don't know what's wrong or what's right right now. I'm confused. And he orders some ice cream. And she's like, oh, I'm fine. And he's like, so I'm going to be a fat kid by myself? And I think he expects her to say, you're not a fat kid. And she's like, I'm not eating it.
You're not eating. Again, that's validation too. She wants him to say,
yes,
yeah.
The fact that she won't, he won't even play ball
no.
makes me die.
No.
And he full on apologizes about getting the PI. And he's like, remember, I never called him. And, but he's like, did you enjoy this time? And she's like, to be honest, I don't know how I feel about you. And this is interesting. He's like, well, Violet, we have a history and we owe it to ourselves to make an effort here.
They end with the flipping off. You know,
but I just want to take that argument when you say, when you're like, we have, one word he used is, I've really invested so much of my time. It always is, I've invested my time, or I think we have something special, or we've been doing this so long. He isn't asking her what she feels. It's all his feelings.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Well, I agree with you. He does do that. But this, she said, I think we can try, because she said, you make me hurt and sad. She's like, I think we can try and see. So I saw more of him saying, well, we can't walk away after 2 years without even trying. I think that I saw that more as him validating he agreed with her.
Yeah, I reject that argument, though. Reject the argument that's a time is an investment. Because people all the lot of times will be really reticent to let someone go.
No, I agree with that. I was just kind of saying in this moment his response. But I do agree that I've been there. It's hard. But, you know, when you've been in a long-term relationship, it's hard. But you're right. It's like, you know, just because you've been with someone for a long time isn't the reason to stay with them.
Right.
And I wrote here after this, they flip each other off, which means I love you or whatever, at the end of the dinner, and they both smile and they're happy again. And I wrote, wait a minute, because this idea just popped into my head. And I thought, we haven't seen them have sex yet. I don't
know.
And I wrote,
or kiss.
I don't think they've had sex at all. But y'all, apparently from what we saw at the end of this episode, that's not true.
And have we even seen them kiss?
No. I can't believe they showed that spoiler. Y'all, you've watched the episode, but the spoiler at the very end, like you see next week on, is that she's
Violet's pregnant and it's his.
And I'm like, but we never saw you fuck. Y'all never talked about it. That feels odd to me that on 90 Day Fiancé, they always talk about when they fuck. Always.
Yeah. The morning after, the freshly fucked feeling.
Yes.
I agree. I totally agree. So she's helping him pack because she's got a family thing the next day, later on the day. And she's like, I'm feeling sad, but and she's like, he said, I want to make sure that we're committed to working on things, right? And this is laced with, I still don't trust you. I think you're fucking around with other people. And also saying, and it's all on you to make this happen. The amount of responsibility this man gives to all of his partners is ridiculous.
It's a lot of continuing to validate him over and over.
And she's like, and I like that she's like, let's keep in touch.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And Riley
K-I-T.
K-I-T. And Riley says,
never change.
It seems like she has her walls up. But instead, so he has a strategy for that. And I think this is best done in a reality gaze theater.
I think you might be right.
I think, yeah, I think so.
I think you're right. Do, 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 do. There, I got there.
All right. Who are you again? Oh, you're Riley?
I think I'm playing. I think we said I was going to play Riley.
Okay. Poodle's going to be Riley. I'll be Violet. And... action. Well, you almost
Hey, Violet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Look at me, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know how I feel, right?
Yeah.
You know how I feel.
Yeah, we're good. We're just gonna let it play out. See
tell
how
me.
It goes. Yeah, it's good.
Tell me how I feel. How do you think I feel about you?
Yeah, I think you feel content. You know.
I really care about you.
Yeah, I really care. Yeah, I really care you care about me. I think, I think you feel fine, you know, appeased.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know.
I think I may feel deeper than care, though.
Oh, okay. So, just excited.
I have
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, whatever you Americans say.
I didn't know it was Hewlett-Packard HPalidosis, but.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, Hewlett-Packard. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I worked there once. But I really have a fondness for you.
That's great. You know what I have a fondness for? I love daffodils. Fond of daffodils.
Say that again.
Daffodils.
I love
daffodils. You know what also?
What about?
I love roses. I love roses. They're great.
And I love Snickers bars.
Oh, they're great. They're great. We'll get you one on the way to the airport. We should.
You know what I also love?
Mm-hmm.
I love Velociraptors.
Great. Great. Yeah. I think, I can tell you love those things.
Finish the sentence for me. Finish the sentence for me. Mm-hmm. Get me?
Lollipop. Oh, I love that song. That's a good one.
I need to go to the sex tourist lounge.
Okay, sure.
So they have a specific window for me there.
Mm-hmm, I'm happy to take you.
Okay. It's been fun. Can I kiss you?
Taxi.
And scene.
This was one of the best things that we've watched on 90 Day Fiance in a long. This is going to become, again, I've said it about last episode with Gino Judge. This is going to be a classic cutback of like when it was the saddest, most awkward, grossest thing. And he's sitting there trying to say, you know, I love you, that L word. And she's just sitting there kind of with her arms crossed, looking like she just ate bad shrimp.
And then she goes, don't say it. We need more time.
Oh, she did say that. Yes, yeah, she did say that.
And I went,
She did
so
say that.
So later on, he's like, it just took so much out of me to try to say those words.
This man, it took him so much to say he loved
feelings.
Oh, wow.
Good for you, Riley. You're a good boy, Riley.
This
buddy.
Is the most fragile man.
Oh
we've
my God!
Ever seen?
This man has no business being in a relationship. Boy, yep. I keep saying that about everybody this season.
Oh, interesting. And he's like, this might be the last time we ever see each other in person. And the producers ask him, what are you feeling? Of course, he says that what we expect. Well, she's got all the cards. And just puts it on Violet.
When y'all, and even when he's leaving, there she can't go with him because she, quote, has a family obligation. Yeah. Can't go to the airport.
She's got
with
the
him.
Ick, y'all. Yeah, she has got the done. Ick big time.
And now she got knocked up by this asshole, and now she's got to deal with it. But
you think she's making it up?
Why would she make it up if she's icked out by him? Why would she make up that she's pregnant?
That he's the father.
If it's somebody else's baby? Well, you know he's going to ask that. 100%. He is 100% going to ask a paternity test.
I think they'll probably know when the baby comes out.
Who knows? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But
maybe it'll be like an Alexandra Josh situation. Remember that baby?
Josh.
Come on.
Oh, yes.
And everyone went,
the baby is black.
When he was going to the taxi and trying to hug her, and she's just standing there with her arms crossed.
Oh. Baller move. Respect. Baller move.
Respect, Violet. You know what? You know what Violet needed? Sissies, sometimes what some of you need. If you make a bad decision one night or maybe a good decision and the next day I realize, oopsie, try Julie wherever
try
you go to.
Try Julie.
Julie.
A new morning after pill that we're sponsoring us.
Proud sponsor Reality Gaze at your local CVS, Target, or Walmart, wherever.
And if you need me to send you Julie through the mail, I can do that.
No, he can't.
Is that going to
get
us in trouble?
No, he can't. He cannot do that. You can go get it yourself. Or go to the website. I think it's like juliecare.co.
I am more than happy.
They need to give us more money now because we just did an ad that's going to be there forever.
I need to, maybe I'll order like about 100 Julies and just send them out.
Send them. I would love that. But we can't do that.
I think that's in some states with the way laws are, it might be illegal, which is fucked up. Anyway, listen, this. I'm afraid this is going to be used to convict me in some kind of court. Yeah,
so you guys, go to realitygaze.com. What a good season. We've got two more episodes or one?
Yeah.
One.
One more, and that's the season finale, and then two tell-alls probably.
I meant to ask you this. I think we wrapped on some couples. I think we're wrapped.
Oh.
No. Who do you think we're wrapped on? Anybody?
I think we are wrapped on, we're not wrapped on Gino and Jasmine.
I thought we were, but we're not.
I think we are wrapped on David and Sheila.
I think we are too. No. Yeah. I think we are. Actually, I guess we're not wrapped on a lot of people because next week we're getting.
We got Misha. And
we're getting Nicola and he's asking her to marry him.
So I think we're wrapped on David and Sheila.
I think David and Sheila, that's it.
And then we'll have six like we did this time.
Yeah. All right, everybody. That's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. Leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Leave 5 stars. If you want to leave 1 star, then you don't need to leave a review. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Leave 5 stars. And if you don't know what to write, keep going, Queens.
KGQ.
Yes, and y'all keep going, Queens, up there. I think it's official now. Almost everyone's back at school. So for our teacher sissies, we put us in those earbuds so you don't have to hear those kids. That's
especially
fine.
At recess.
For those parents driving to your kids to school in a bathrobe in the morning, just put us earbud in your ear so you don't have to listen to your kids talk about science. That's
Hell
fine.
Yes.
Do what you need to do.
I'm fine with hearing kids talk about science, though. I just don't want to, like, hear him talk about Billy or Jalen or Kalen in their show and how they are their class and how they don't want to go to their party.
Boy, that somebody brought up something on that one, didn't they? guess someone wasn't invited to parties as a kid.
Maybe.
Anyway, y'all, for our education warrior sissies and the parents that are having their kids go, we're sending
teacher our warriors.
We're
get sending out there.
Our, yes, we're sending our love to y'all. We know you're. We're back at it. All right.
And parents, you can finally let go of your bowels.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And if you...
I'm so scared.
...have ever given your baby up for adoption and you no! call and go, I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
I want my baby back, ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
Coolest.